Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, like 9 hours away until tip-off for Game 5 between the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. A big one tonight. We'll continue discussing that game throughout the day today. We've got the lunch rush coming up at noon. But more importantly, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, UNC basketball coach Steve Smiley joining us now on the program. And, Coach, I want to get into the real talk about all these players you're signing. But I just got to say, this has got to be the best group of names out there. Some really unique, awesome names. And with a guy like you, last name Smiley, we knew the name game was going to be strong.
Now that's an interesting way to look at it, Brady. let's just talk Nuggets, man. I heard you say 9 hours from tip.
And, yeah.
I am obviously a Nuggets fan growing up in Colorado, and it's like we're this close to getting to the promised land, and. I was not thrilled with how that went down in Game 4. I was actually at Game 2.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Like, oh, yeah. I got lucky enough to get out to Game 2, and I was like, you know what? We're going to win this thing in 5.
I thought so.
That is not the situation right now. So tonight's a big night for us Nuggets people, right?
Yeah, well, okay, a couple questions. So our poll question today is, okay, Joker didn't get suspended, thankfully. Otherwise, this could be over. $25,000 fine handed down. Should he have been fined for this? I mean, what's your take on this, Coach? You're always courtside. Man. I mean, you're always there. Can you imagine someone grabbing the ball and just holding on to it when the guy's trying to get into a fast break?
It's really interesting because, I can see both sides of it, to be honest about it. If it wasn't, Jokic, it's like no one else in the league plays the way he does, where he always tries to get the ball and start like fast break. Like, he is the one person that does that stuff, right? So everyone else that would go over there to like just grab the ball would just be doing it to be causing a scene or whatever, I think. So that's where it's so hard. It's like, well, you could pull up 30 clips of Jokic running over to a ref to get the ball in play, right? That's just the way he plays. But then from, the fan perspective, like, hey, man, like, this guy's yanking the ball out of my hands. Like, what's he doing? It was just weird.
The thing is, weird.
I watched and I was like, my first thought is, oh, he's going to get suspended for that. I'm glad he didn't, luckily. But then, they had the one guy that got kicked out. I was like, well, why'd that guy get kicked out? But then they showed he actually did stuff. I'm like, did that guy just take the fall for Ishbia?
I think he did. He has his own entourage there.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. But you just think about from the NBA perspective how sensitive they are to, the malice in the palace type situation. Like, man, things can get hairy real quick. I'm just glad. I thought they were going to suspend him, and I'm just glad.
I did too.
I mean, like you said, if he gets suspended, that the series is done. I mean, so we got our guy, $25,000, that's a drop in the bucket for him, no big deal. Let's just keep moving. Let's find a way to get it done.
Yeah, I thought just the way things go in the NBA sometimes, they were going to try to make an example. So I was worried too.
Yeah.
Real question though, Coach. Have you talked to Darren Dunn, about him being able to be on the sidelines? If the ball comes his way, maybe hold on to it for a few seconds longer you don't have to worry about the fast breaks.
Valid point. I should talk to him about that.
Well, we got guys for you. We can decorate the front side of the court side there, so we can be ready next year. We see what happens.
I love it,
Coach. I want to talk about. Well, okay, first off, Nuggets taking it tonight. They're 4-point favorites. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I think we'll be fine. I think our team's really good. I think we're really good at home. I think in a weird way, Chris Paul getting hurt actually helped the Suns. I don't know. I don't know why, but I think that just they're so focused on, Durant and Booker, and they're so good. Like, those two guys are unbelievable. You take Chris Paul out, and you just kind of throw some snipers around those two guys, and now they're, I think, to me, even harder to guard because the ball's in one of those two guys' hands the entire time.
Yeah.
But I do think we'll get them. I feel good about it.
Yeah, I feel good about it too, but I can't lie. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
No doubt.
Coach, I mean, some names here. Speaking of the names, though, but first, let's not just the names. Egan Shields. Let's talk about him. Can we talk? We could talk about him, right?
We can talk. Yeah. Now that stuff's signed, we can talk. And I think we signed him yesterday.
Okay.
So now we can have conversations. And so, yeah, he's now our. Let me think about this. So I get this right. because it's time for Kai Cameron in the fall. I know we've talked about DeJure and Saint and DeJure Reeves and Saint Thomas, who I think are going to be really good players. So that got us to three. And then you got Jaron Riley. I don't think we've talked about Jaron yet, but Jaron, and then we committed Roddick Homer, and then Egan yesterday. So that gets us to six. We have to sign one more. We're down to one guy. So I feel pretty good about the big picture of it, just as many teams have four or five guys still have to sign. This is just a weird world. But Egan Shields, so, you know, he kind of broke the mold. We were not looking for high school players at all. And we were kind of focused on some different, you know, older post players, transfers, things like that. And you kind of get into those battles and you chase some guys. And, you know, a couple guys that we just didn't get. With that in mind, we're still looking at some older guys. And he popped up as an available kid. And he came up, and I was just blown away how big he is, how physical he is. He's young now. He's 17 years old. But I was like, man, like, this kid's got a real chance. And so that was, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then he was still playing for his club, for the Colorado Rough Riders. And, you know, as fate would have it, I made sure we didn't have any visits on campus that weekend. And they play in the same circuit as my kid does. And I wanted to watch my kid play. He's younger. He's in the 15s. Plays for a different team. But they were both down in South Carolina. I said, look, I want to go watch Madden, but I also, like, Egan's going to be down there. I'm going to make a focus on going down there and just following him around and making a decision. So I got a chance to watch him, like, four times on the circuit, and he was just awesome. And so at that point, I was like, you know what? Like, I think even though I've kind of told the staff I don't want to do high school kids, he's not a normal high school kid. He's big. He's physical. He's athletic. He's a kid that shouldn't be available right now, to be honest with you. And so for him to kind of be out there as soon as we kind of got through that weekend and kind of checked the boxes and all the stuff we got to do, just making sure kids are good academically and stuff, which he's a great student, but making sure all that's good, we went after and got him committed. So I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to shock people how big, physical, mobile he is. And he's got touch. He's a rim threat, kind of like what Coor was a couple of years ago, where we got a guy now where we can throw the ball up as opposed to down. He can catch that thing and, you know, with lobs and things like that. So he's a guy that I think is really going to push to create a role right away. I really believe that. The question is, you know, with the young guys, how quickly do they pick stuff up? But he's got all the tools.
The size, too. My goodness, what, 6'10", 215 pounds?
Big guy. I mean, he's about 6'10". I think he's like 230, 240. He's a big, and it's a good size, too. It's a good weight, mobile. You know, once he really hits the weight room, you know, our strength coach is really good. You get a kid like that up here, you know, for the summer and fall, and you're going to see some real growth in him.
We're talking to UNC Bears head basketball coach Steve Smiley on the show, and a couple of these other names we want to mention, too. You sent these to me. I was actually watching some of the highlights the other day of both of these guys, but Roddick Homer. And then is it Jaron Riley? Is that how you say it, coach?
Really?
I just want to make sure. Yeah,
really?
I love that. See, the name game here. It's just the good names. Both guys look like they're going to be solid contributors for you.
Yeah, you know, Roddick's a young kid that you know, we've tracked around for quite a while, and he's going to kind of go down the mold of, you know, I think the progression of kind of like what, you know, Jonah, Matt Johnson, Connor Kreese, Trent Harris, and I'm not saying like, okay, Roddick's the next Jonah, but in terms of their progression, they came in as preferred walk-ons that eventually earned scholarships. That'll be Roddick's path, but his explosiveness, his athleticism, is a little abnormal for a high school kid. You can see on his clips, he's really athletic, plays hard, really well coached. You know, Brian Wood at Mountain Vista is one of the best coaches in the state of Colorado, and he just raves about him. So we've followed Roddick for quite a while, and was kind of that prototypical kid that had a great D2 offers but wanted to bet on himself. So that would be his deal. Now Jaron really is kind of a totally different stratosphere in the sense of, you know, he's a guy we expect to not only come and contribute, like, he needs to be really good. We think the backcourt of him and DeJure, who are coming in together, and they both have 2 years left, we think it's a really special backcourt. You know, Jaron is a kid that's played about 20 minutes a game for 3 years at Samford, which is a really good team. They won the SoCon this year. They were co-champs. He's had tremendous games. He's just kind of been groomed to be a great basketball player. His dad is the head coach of the Perth Wildcats, which is the professional team in Perth, Australia, in the NBL, which is one of the top professional leagues in the world. And, you know, kind of the way that it works, his dad used to work at Boise State with Coach Linder when they were assistants together. And I've known his dad, John, really for a long time. We're good friends. And so when Jaren hops in the portal, we circled his name, but we didn't know if we could even get involved with him. And luckily we did. And luckily after he took a few visits, this was the place he wanted to go to, because I think he's a really special player. On his clips, you can see his vision is really, really high level. And just, we need a guy that can kind of connect dots. I thought last year we were obviously talented and we were a little bit up and down, but just in terms of, you know, the ball can get sticky when you have a guy like Jaren out there and you have a guy like St. Thomas out there that are like elite passers. The ball shouldn't be sticky. And I just think that Jaren's ability to use ball screens, to see the floor at the highest level, I think it's just going to make us a happy team. So I'm really excited for him to be up here.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, you see the highlights, and the highlights, they're going to show you all the great stuff, of course. But, Coach, how difficult is that? You know, when you're watching these players, you're scouting these players, you're not just watching them currently and how they're playing and who they're playing against. You're at the back of your mind, you're constantly going, okay, how does that transition? Can that transition to that next level? And, of course, that's what separates, great head coaches from ones that aren't so great, is being able to find that balance of, okay, they're good now, can they be great at the college level?
Well, that, and I think the other thing too, Brady, that's, you know, for us, when we knew we had to sign like five kids in the spring, and we still have to sign one more, and we're actively working on that, trying to find that last piece that fits in. But when you're trying to sign five kids in the spring, I think what you're first trying to do is you're trying to sign the most talented kids that still fits your deal, right? You know, they fit what you believe in, but like, you got to sign the most talented kids you can and then kind of build it from there. You know, we knew we had our returners. We knew we had Makai Cameron coming in. But the focus on DeJure and Saint, DeJure being a kid that was highly sought after in junior college and Saint being a loyal Chicago transfer, we really focused on those two guys early on. Said, hey, if we can get those guys, then we can build the rest of it around them. And when they said yes, now you start to piece together, okay, what else do we need? Do we need a big? Do we need another guard? Do we need, and that's when we got to like Jaren Riley, for example. We feel like Jaren Riley and DeJure Reeves are going to complement each other so well because they both can play very good on the ball, but they're both unselfish off the ball. Like, they don't need the ball in their hands all the time. And that's where we feel like, okay, we already had DeJure. Jaren really fits in well with DeJure and vice versa. So I think that's the biggest thing. As you start to get down to the final 3-2-1 spots in your roster, how does it fit with the rest of your team? Because now you got to make sure the team looks right. You can't have, like, 5 bigs or 11 guards. It's got to make sense. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see these guys in action as we get closer to the season. Of course, next year, getting to practice and see what these guys are made of. So we're pumped about it, Coach. Can't wait. Also, I love this, your camp, too. Let's talk about your player development camp coming up in the early part of June. Also, the shooting and scoring camp in mid-June. Great opportunities for our basketball players in this area to come out and get better.
Yeah, we try to really focus on the local area, which, Greeley, Windsor, Fort Collins, Johnstown, Loveland, Eaton. I mean, just all over the place. We'll get players from all over this kind of northern Colorado area. And, it's one of those deals where I think our age range is 6 to 16. The camps will have similar fields but different type of, the player development will kind of incorporate a little bit more in terms of, you get into the defense and this and that as well. Shooting and scoring, we're trying to really teach the fine art of shooting to the kids. Both camps are fun. They're competitive. We play, we station, we do a lot of stuff. What makes them great is that our players are at all the camps. Our team will arrive on Sunday night, June 4th, and camp starts on June 5th. So the team's going to be here. And then our staff runs it. Our staff and our players, we're the ones out there. So just being hands-on with guys that I think the kids look up to throughout the year, I think that's really fun. And I think the kids get better. I think it's just one of those things where it's really affordable too. I mean, the price of everything is just getting out of control, whether it's, a carton of eggs or a gallon of gas, and we're trying to really keep the cost very affordable so people can get out here and get it done. So, we're excited. People can register for one. They can register for both. If they register for both, they get a discount for attending both. Really easy to sign up. You can go to uncbears.com and go to men's basketball, and we have a camp link there, or if you want to register online, you can go to, and it's really simple, you just go to Steve Smiley Basketball Camps, plural, stevesmileybasketballcamps.com. people can register there as well. But yeah, we've got a great turnout so far, and it's growing by the day. But I think we're going to have it's going to be really good. So we're just kind of plugging away at that deal. But it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and it's a great start to our summer. Our guys are around the kids in the area, and it's how we start to build it up.
Well, I think I said this to you last year, Coach, when we were talking about it, but the camp stuff, no matter the age, that just still sticks with me to this day. A youngster, really young, and then, of course, when I was in high school, going to different team camps or individual camps, I mean, it just has a lasting impact, so many different things. Yeah. Yeah, talking to coaches like yourself, talking to your players, that kind of stuff can really have some staying power and help these young men and women and kids just get out and better themselves when it comes to the game, but also just everything else. I mean, you learn so much from these camps.
I think so. And I think in the grand scheme, camps are starting to kind of, I wouldn't say get replaced, but there's been a lot of different stuff that kind of, can take kids' time up, training, individual stuff, speed work. There's all these different things, and it's all great. I got kids too. But I do think there's something to go into a camp for, 3-4 days and just working on your craft and, our world, having that basketball in your hands for 3-4 hours a day for 3 days straight. I think it's, if you're really into basketball, I think there's nothing that beats it. And you're right, Brady. I can still remember all the camps I went to as a kid. And so there's got to be some type of lasting impression. If you and I can both remember it, it's got to be something, right?
Oh, yeah. No, right. Yeah, it's, again, you do so many things growing up. It's those camps that stood out. I absolutely love it. Coach, I think this is so great. Every single year you putting these things on, it's an excellent opportunity for our youngsters, for the most part, to get out and learn from you guys and learn from your players and be kind of in that element for a while. I think that's just an awesome thing.
Well, we're just happy to do it. I think it just really starts our summer off, and I think it's just something to to give back and say, hey, look, we got to charge a price, but it's really, I think, fairly affordable. It's really not about the money. It's just about, hey, let's get these kids out of here in these camps. When kids are 8, 9, 10, 11 years old and they're pumped up about it, that's when they got to be around college guys and having fun. I just think that's the best part about it. Before it turns into a business or whatever it is, like, get out, have some fun, come out to camp. It's over in time for these kids to still get to the pool and hang out the rest of the day if that's what they do. But put some work in first and then enjoy the rest of your day after that. That would be the goal.
Yeah, it's very rewarding at the end of the day, too, when you accomplish that. Coach, we'll be sure to mention several times throughout the next couple of weeks here on the program. And, awesome. Congrats to you so far with everything, with these players. We're excited to see it all work together. And go Nuggets tonight, Coach. Let's get it done.
Go Nuggets, man. Go Nuggets. So let's hope for the win, and we'll just keep pushing.
All right, my friend. Coach, appreciate you, man. Hey, we talked to the golf coach last week, by the way, and he said he was gonna help you out. So I'm in. I would like to be out there.
Yeah, we're working. Yeah, Coach Sikorsky, now he's kind of big time. He's the big time coach of the year, but Coach Sikorsky needs to give me a few pointers because I'm not good. I do enjoy it, and there's a lot of work to be done in that world. There's probably more work in the golf world for me than in the recruiting world right now. So I got to get after it.
Well, let me know, Coach. I'm there to make you look good. That's my plan.
All right,
so,
man. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, see you guys.
Steve Smiley, UNC basketball coach. He's got his camps coming up early to mid-June, June 5th through the 7th, and June 12th through the 14th. 11:52 the time. Let's wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.